This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
All right, what about applying a nicotine patch to your significant other while they sleep and then taking it off before they wake for weeks at a time so that they sort of develop a habit?
To you, right?
Subconsciously.
Yeah.
What's that?
A habit to sleeping next to you?
I meant more to the nicotine. The question, though, is in whether that's good or bad. Let's not try and ethicize it, if that's a word.
Oh,
are we in a number crunch on that?
Number crunch? You want a number crunch on that?
On what? It's not autumnal. I can tell you that right now.
Okay, Jeffrey, you have anything to say about that? About her answer? Or are you just going to sit there?
I thought you guys were having a good time. I didn't want to step on your toes. If you want my thoughts, I can give you them.
There was dead silence for the better part of 5 seconds. It feels like an eternity in a podcast.
You can layer. It's something I just realized. How is everybody doing today?
Great. Tonight? Great.
How are you going to do tonight?
Worse.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
I was saying, I'm getting positive. Yeah.
I was saying I can layer the sounds now, right? Here we go.
I will eat your ass.
Monday, June 20th. We've got Grayson Wise on the show, new and improved with a microphone.
Wow. Microphone and headphones. I can actually hear what you guys are saying for the first time.
Insane.
Johnny is on the potty.
Of course.
And Amir Blumenfeld bringing up the rear, but not bringing a lot to the table. Is that fair to say?
No, it's not fair because the show just started and I feel like I am going to do a lot.
Daddy, chill.
A rear Blumenfeld.
That's really,
really
good.
That's, really
that's
nice.
Actually
nice.
Fantastic.
Grayson and Johnny are on their A game.
You're
layering
overdoing
sounds
it.
Hither than
overdoing
thither.
Overdoing it, obviously.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white man.
Johnny.
You can call me Daddy.
Nice.
45 minutes straight.
Yeah, don't get carried question. Away with the sounds.
With the layering? I just got excited about the layering,
Yeah.
Is Johnny at a furniture store? I feel like I see people shopping behind him.
Oh, no, those are my roommates.
Johnny had to move recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the move was pretty crazy, but... I don't know what everyone's talking about with the housing market in New York. It's actually pretty good. I was able to find a really, really sweet spot.
How did you find it? Like,
whoa.
Did you schedule a showing through Zillow and then go see an empty apartment?
Honestly, I think I just got lucky.
How so?
I don't know. I think that explains everything. I just got pretty lucky with the spot.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that all new furniture, new clock on the wall?
I saw tags on the end.
Yeah, yeah, some tags.
Tags
still. Yeah,
I mean it's all like super, super new.
Mm-hmm.
It's all super, super new.
It looks like a stage. Like the lighting on top is an open.
There's no
ceiling. Roof.
It's fine. We don't have to look at the roof.
With the Zoom recorder, I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you are on your computer.
I am on my computer, at my desk.
In his apartment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where is the apartment? Do you have an address?
It's like deep, deep Manhattan.
Nobody says that about Manhattan. There's not, it's not deep Manhattan. That's the center of things.
It's a thin island.
But I guess like wherever is like hard to find in Manhattan.
Inwood.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. We'll go with that.
I guess we'll go with that, or that's where it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's
by
where,
the way, even
it
if it is an IKEA, you can say the geolocation. You don't have to hide that part. Just say it's on 34th and 10th or
but
whatever.
It's not an IKEA. That's, I think that's the disconnect that's happening right now.
Right.
John, you look, I do really love the style. Yeah. I love the style you have going for your apartment. It's very like Swedish modern.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, see a lot a lot of people in the background, man. That's not just your roommates. They're all shopping.
Yeah, like, now you're blocking the doorway. But also, when you pointed your thing down to like hide the ceiling, I also saw a bowl of Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, well, I was eating Swedish meatballs. I don't know what to tell you.
For lunch?
Yeah, for lunch.
A bowl of meatballs and nothing else.
Exactly. With the cranberry sauce and everything.
Does your room not have a door?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like railroad style.
Railroad style doesn't preclude having a door.
Then I guess it's like semi-railroad. Yeah,
open concept.
Yeah, whatever.
Multiple beds too, right?
Yeah.
I mean like, if go big or go home, right?
Are you home? It seems like you've gone big.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Are you home? And he says, oh yeah, absolutely. Every answer is slightly off. This isn't how people speak. Right.
I mean, enough about my amazing apartment.
I'm wondering how you asked them to record there.
I mean, if I were in an IKEA showroom, which I'm not,
right?
I would not have asked for permission. Kind of just wandered in with a laptop.
You sit hoping, down. Yeah,
hoping that no one would get me.
Wi-Fi hotspot, or do they have public Wi-Fi?
No. I know that IKEA has public Wi-Fi.
And that's like where you are? On,
no.
Just in general, not specifically for right now.
Yeah, like most IKEA Wi-Fi. Most places, honestly. Most furniture stores have public Wi-Fi.
Also, you didn't even know we were recording today until 10 minutes ago, you said. I'm ready, unless by tomorrow you meant Tuesday. So, like, were you already in this IKEA down to go back the next day? Or did you have to hustle when you realized 10 minutes before recording that it meant today?
I like IKEA. I'm in my apartment, but if I tend to go to IKEA's pretty frequently now that my lease is up.
There's no way. There's no way you're there most days of the week. You go.
It
once,
is crazy that you unprompted 10 minutes before the recording said, I'm ready whenever. You weren't even ready for the normal time that we were recording.
Yeah, I mean, I got ready and obviously I just needed to freshen up the place just a little bit to make it look.
What did you do? How did you freshen it up?
Put the tags back on. Wanted everyone to see it was all new.
Oh, super, super new. Yeah, we heard.
Super, super new.
I'm sure we'll speak more about this later into the episode as some kind of chaos happens in the background of Johnny's apartment. But I wanted to get things started off with talking about dating in New York.
The way you talk about these things like they're new, but it's the same exact thing every week. Actually, I wanted to start this off by talking about everyone's bonds of the week. Yeah.
Grayson, yeah. Last time we spoke on this show, you had been experiencing unrequited love. Can I call it love?
I was unceremoniously rejected.
Yeah. And did you exact your revenge? Did you sort of put into place financial
revenge
obstacles? And yeah.
Yeah, Amir, you seem confused about the concept of revenge.
What's there to seek revenge for?
Did you not listen? Yeah,
you must not have listened. Said they didn't want to go out with you.
Okay, so you get it.
Yeah, he gets it.
That's pretty painful. Now I think that warrants a lot of revenge, not even petty revenge.
A lot of revenge.
Yeah, like on a scale of one to a lot, it should be on the more extreme revenge side.
Of course.
Okay. So What did you do when someone said that they didn't want to get dinner with you?
Wasn't dinner.
That's interesting. It was drinks. Do you think as somebody who is in a committed relationship that my next move should be to ask them to dinner?
Yes. I don't think your next move should be to talk to them ever again.
Oh.
Yeah, obviously they don't want anything to do with you.
Not,
but that's fine. That's like, not, you don't
no,
want to do
now
with
you're putting
everybody.
Words. They yeah. didn't, it's not what they said, word
what
for word.
What did they say?
They said, listen, I just,
not
I
a
love
good start,
you too much.
Okay. You never want to hear a listen at the top of a
yeah,
rejection.
They said, listen, who is this? And then, okay. Of course, I explained.
Yep.
And what was the explanation? So they didn't even know who you were, but you knew them?
No. So you ever do the thing where you just type numbers in?
Yeah.
And then you just shoot them a message. You say, do you want to grab drinks sometime?
So you don't know how old this person is, what they look like, what they do, where they live. What area code did you use? Was it at least 212?
No, but I leave open the possibility for love at first sight because I don't know who they are until we both show up. You know, and you can have that spark then.
Yeah, that possibility, though, exists everywhere. At a
how
bar,
did you know this
sidewalk.
Person?
What?
Nothing.
He heard you. Johnny, let's talk about dating in New York just in terms of, I mean, you have this new bachelor, you know, Pat, it's pretty choice, pretty cherry.
Thank you, man.
Pretty
thank
savory.
You, thank you. Yeah, it's all brand new. New brand.
Can you kind of like lean out of,
was that a line from a rap or something?
No.
New brand spanking new.
Can you sort of lean out of frame and point to how you would use your current room setup for lack of a better term, porking?
For porking?
Yeah.
Right, so.
For the audio listeners, Johnny just leaned out of the way and there were two people with masks. They saw Johnny was doing something bizarre and then walked out of the room.
My roommates, by the way. That's the
what
bed.
Are their names? I'm so sorry. Shouldn't have to think about it.
Mikely and Frankly.
Mikely and sorry, his name is Frankly.
Frankly, mm-hmm. His name is Mikely, and then the other one's name is Mike. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay, let's see.
His first name is Mikely, or his full name is Mike Lee.
Mike,
that is a director.
That is a good good question. He gets confused. A lot of people confuse that, but it is Mikely, Mikeley.
What's his last
Anyways,
name?
Mikely.
His name is Mikely. Mikely.
Mikely. Mikeley. Mike. Mike. Dash. Lee. So it's kind of like a.
So one of his parents.
It's a hyphenated. It's a hyphenated last name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What does he do for a living? Something normal.
Yeah.
CPA. Like, ad agency.
Pencil pusher. He's a total pencil pusher.
Meaning like he has a menial, you know, average job, or his job is to push pencils.
No. He
way.
Like, yeah, he pushes pencils. He's a pencil salesman.
Is that what the song Push and Pee is about?
Yeah, pushing pencils. Very clerical, this that job.
And then
you're using
yeah.
an IKEA as a WeWork, but that's probably unsustainable. There's no way they're just going to let it fly.
Where do you pork?
Where do I pork? I pork on that new bed over
there. Yeah, brand spanking new.
Brand new. And we can watch the hours go by over there.
Yeah, that's we know what clocks are.
All right, you get it. This guy porks.
That TV looks like a piece of plastic.
I mean, I could turn it on for you if you'd like.
Sure.
I mean, not right now, but like maybe after the recording, we can talk about it.
Turn it on real quick.
This guy porks, he said.
Huh?
Oh, this guy porks.
I'm actually trying not to eat pork.
Shut up for a second. Grayson, I mean, your room, we've seen it before, but where do you pork?
Weirdly enough, kind of exactly in the same setup as Johnny, just on a bed.
Any tags or?
Which is there. No tags. None of my stuff is brand new brand spanking new. So no tags left on any of my things.
Okay. Is there any way to watch the, I'm sorry to say, but hours go by?
The hours go by. I have a digital watch. So we could, in theory, watch the minutes go by.
That's
very
do.
Nice.
Yeah.
This guy also porks.
James Bond of the week.
Nice.
This week, my pick is Deuce Tatum.
Oh, nice. The child?
Yeah.
Jason Tatum's four-year-old son?
Yeah. Listen, I don't know if you saw those shots of him on the sideline, but he was looking pretty suave, pretty dangerous.
Toddler.
I just think that Jason's recent defeat could be made better by Deuce being able to grid post a Variety article. Deuce Tatum is in as the new James.
He's four. He's not suave.
Exactly. Meaning,
and you want him
sign
to post
him on,
Instagram?
20 years. Sign him on for 20 years. You have him locked
in for
the next 5 years. Really?
Yeah. What's the youngest Bond? 45? He's still decades away from being that, even after 20 years.
Or taxes. That's the other thing. Suddenly that money is actually going to Jason.
Born?
He needs
Tatum.
It.
Tatum! Who are you guys' James Bond 007s of the week?
I just watched Top Gun.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, and I have to spoil just the intro sequence.
Yeah.
There are no company title cards, no production houses that you see. It fades in on Tom Cruise addressing the audience, saying that this film is going to be great and you're going to really enjoy it. And I'm not joking. That it was the most bizarre thing. But
are you serious? There's no way.
I'm a Cruise head now.
So is Tom Cruise your pick, or was that?
Oh,
unrelated?
Yeah, he's absolutely my pick.
I think he's too old at this point.
I think he's too stocky.
I wouldn't call him suave.
Yeah.
He's like, called Deuce Tatum suave.
Yeah.
Who is more suave, Deuce Tatum or Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
He got you there. No way.
I don't know. See, Tom Cruise is rugged.
Yeah, but Deuce Tatum is a four-year-old child.
Yeah.
And that says a lot, doesn't it?
It does say a lot.
A lot of shoppers.
A lot of roommates.
Look at this fucker.
That's how I got a good deal.
Yes, he's a cute little boy, but he's not going to be the next James
Bond.
Look
at that fucking form.
What if they do like a prequel Bond?
That's Kid really
Bond.
Good. Young Bond, yeah.
Yeah.
And he looks nothing like any of the previous James.
No, because 007 is kind of, that it gets passed from agent to agent, so.
Yeah, that's true.
We never get to see him grown up. In like the third prequel, he could die or something.
That's really good. I would love to see this fucker sort of perish on screen. Anyway, I love that Gucci Mane was really excited to take a photo with Deuce. Here we go. Full steam ahead. Let's talk about family heirlooms. If you died today, what would you... Johnny, your apartment's awesome, but it doesn't give you a license to interrupt Amir.
I'm sorry, but thank you for the apartment stuff. I meant a lot.
The tags are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to come over.
Hell yeah, dude. It might look different, but it's whatever.
You have to take a ferry to Red
Amir,
Oak.
Shut up for a second. Johnny and I are kind of on the same vibe right now. It's kind of awesome.
I guess you're getting a little too excited, but like I'm like kind of like catching up with you with the energy.
No, 100%, 100%.
It's you like, don't speak for
it's
me.
It's super, super awesome.
Yeah, I guess. Nice.
I didn't like that.
Who was that directed to?
Amir just flipped us.
Jeffrey.
Off.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Okay, then cool. Then cool.
Yeah.
Not cool for me.
Yeah.
Johnny, you're in a public place. Keep it together.
All right, we do have to take a quick break. Just for ads, nothing else. Here we go. We'll be right back.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually,
and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Damn, Daniel.
And we're back. Johnny, where are you now?
New apartment, you know.
This place is huge.
Yeah, I kind of got a pretty sick deal on this one.
Towels also have tags, right? That's bizarre.
Yeah, I haven't dried myself yet. Obviously, I can have multiple towels as well.
Did you move in today?
Who the hell was that?
Roommate, I said.
How many do you have? Because every single one has been different.
How do you think I got such a good deal? It's like fucking like 50 roommates.
Wow.
It's like a co-living situation. It's like a co-op, really.
Not really.
Okay.
Do you guys have any family heirlooms that you would pass down?
Johnny probably has some at his desk, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Some personal items that he cares a lot about.
Yeah, so this has been like kind of passed down. It's an ironing board. The tag's still on it because that's just how we were
It's
raised.
Been passed down.
Yeah, it's an ironing board.
$7.
Yeah.
$7.99, mind you.
That What's tag is called? From when it was purchased in the 20s.
Yeah. Inflation is a real, real evil person.
Okay, let's say 1929, $7.99. Mm-hmm. Let's see how much that would cost today. Numbers crunch.
Yeah, number crunch. Can we get a number crunch on that?
$900.
There's no way that that's from 1929.
We just took really good care of it. I don't know. I don't understand why you would be not convinced, I guess.
Yeah. Grayson, do you have anything that you would pass down as a family heirloom? I'm sort of
as
interested.
As a family heirloom?
Heirloom?
Yikes.
Heirloom, yeah.
Yikes.
Heirmoons, that's Jamario Moon's sneaker.
I guess I would pass down these air moons.
Can we cut all that out?
Sure.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Just it was the part fine.
I mean, I have actually this could work. This could be interesting. Yeah. Sort of. I have this mostly empty packet of gum. I've had for weeks.
You guys don't have good shit.
It's spearmint.
Look at that. Look at Johnny's. Look at in Johnny's bathroom.
Don't look inside the bathroom. It's
a fully grown adult male sort of lifting things up.
He is peeing in the shower.
Todrick, I said.
Todrick?
Mm-hmm.
Do any of your roommates have one name?
They all have multiple names. Some of them have multiple names that repeat.
Sally Dar walks back in the background.
No way.
Amir, you're sort of vaguely wealthy. How much? What would you pass down? And respond faster than you have been.
Hell yeah.
A brick.
Pass down a power brick.
Amir, are you a power bottom?
Next segment.
Okay. I really want to get a moped. I'm sorry to say.
Okay. Is this part of the next segment or just non sequitur?
Non sequitur. Just what do you guys think?
Seems dangerous.
Yeah.
Well,
so you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems dangerous and you should do it.
Mm-hmm. He's on his phone.
Are you looking at your phone?
He's looking at mopeds.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. You should do that.
What are the rules there? Like, you can't drive that on the highway, right? But you can do it on side streets or something.
You can drive it on the highway. I never would. That's too much.
Yeah.
Down Sunset.
Yeah, Sunset Boulevard.
Maybe Rodeo.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Grayson, have you ever been to Los Angeles?
Those are the streets I knew. I've never been to Los Angeles.
Welcome to So What? This is a segment I like to call So What. A lot of nonsense passes for news these days.
Why is that funny?
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess. a lot of nonsense passes for news these days. And
you don't have to be sad about it either.
Well, then what am I supposed to do?
Sorry, I hear people in Johnny's.
Yeah.
Roommates.
What are they saying? Not roommates. Strangers.
I think they're talking about like how... They do like
probably how you're recording so in a intense bat right now.
They do like talking about like the way the room looks and are getting a couple ideas for their own personal rooms.
It sounds like they're trying to purchase your bed.
They want like a similar model. I just left it to another roommate to talk to them about it.
Yeah. Staff member. That whole thing that I paid was $300. This is awful. Yeah, just get one, see how it works.
Yeah, they're measuring.
I guess they think they can take that exact shower and put it in their place. Okay. This is a segment I like to call So What, which is pointing out the pointlessness of some news headlines. I guess I'm just going to say some news headlines that I think are sort of meaningless, and we can talk about it. Here we go. 3 years ago, her art sold for $400 at the beach. Now it fetches up to $1.6 million at auction.
Yeah.
Anna Wyant, a new art star whose work evokes a millennial Botticelli, was discovered on Instagram. She's also dating her dealer, Larry Gagosian. So it's the second thing.
You're saying Larry is just selling her shit at a huge premium?
Yeah, Gagosian.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which part of that is pointless?
Oh, I think the whole thing is sort of like, so what? You know what I mean?
I guess. Doesn't really affect our lives, so I guess it's a so what, but maybe to somebody else it's like, kind of like an important thing.
Yeah, really imagine big for like, her, actually.
Yeah, imagine that. Even That's the drug awesome, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's kind of cool, actually. When you put
you
it
probably
like
have never had your name in some sort of op-ed. Amir would understand. He's had a...
Yeah, I had a piece in the Times recently.
That was huge for you, right?
That was 2 years ago.
It was cool. It was like about sort of me as a tastemaker, alluding to the fact that a good re-Hollywood gift giving COVID tests would be an interesting sort of slant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty zeitgeisty.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was in 2018 also.
Yeah. So like completely, I was ahead of the curve entirely that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no curve.
That was flattened. I think it predated COVID by a year. Yeah.
Listen, wow. We've talked so much. We've exhausted this subject. So I need to take the lead here and just lead into some fucking new so what segment things.
Okay. You guys keep talking. I can hear you, but I'm going to step away from my computer for a second.
Yeah.
But again, I can't stress enough. I will be able to hear you.
I don't think so, because you're going to have to take your headphones off. He's so ugly.
I heard that. I haven't even left yet. That was really fast for you to.
Yeah, you did not even give it time to wait.
A barber kicked a customer out of his chair after Quavo walked in. So what?
I saw that. It's probably big for the barber, right?
But I'd be pretty annoyed as the customer, I think.
Yeah, the article seems to be on the customer's side. If Quavo walks in, you're fucking gone, sweetheart.
What if you're halfway through a haircut? You're on
I don't care. It's Quavo.
So you're his lifestyle's on camera. Quavo.
And he spent $100,000 on a chandelier.
Okay. So all of a sudden, it seems like you care a lot, especially about Quavo. So it's not really a so what for you. So maybe.
Right.
I pull back to reveal a chandelier.
And Quavo.
I'm in debt. That's pointless to me. But here we go. Jared Kushner lets his feet breathe in thong sandals alongside kids with Ivanka Trump at beach.
Hmm. Okay. I think this is the first one where I'm kind of like, so what?
Specifically, that article was written about the sandals?
Yes. It's like a fashion thing.
Wow. He was also in the thing thong.
He was wearing the thing thong as a, yeah. He's packing heat, though. I don't know if you guys knew Jared Kushner's cock is.
We don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, that's going to be a so what.
Yeah.
Amir
just messaged. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not here.
It is mutual.
Yeah.
Giant cruise ship's maiden voyage may be to a scrapyard. So what? And I also think figure out if it will or not first.
I guess, yeah.
Don't publish an article about the fact that it might end up in a junkyard.
That is a really good point.
That is weird. What a strange article you found.
Major key alert. Be sure of shit before you post it, right? So if you're going to post a grid post or a tweet, make sure that it's going to have staying power. Instagram just took down a video that I posted early pandemic because I used a Hank Williams song, and I guess that's copyrighted, so I should have not done that. Thought it was public domain.
It is copyrighted.
Hank Williams was from like the 30s.
Yeah, but it's still under copyright.
I thought after 50 years it's public domain.
I mean, I'm sure the music licensing labels are pretty stringent about those kinds of guidelines.
Yeah.
Are you like a business Instagram account?
No.
I don't think that I've never heard of them taking down like a normal person's content.
I don't think I'm a business account. Maybe I accidentally am. Anyway, we do have to move on to the next headline here. Ready for wine. Tia Mowry does dancing trend in house dress and Nike Air Max sneakers.
Seems more like a sponsored article. It's mainly for Nike.
I couldn't tell you what publication this was if I tried. It says FN, and I can't.
It's Breitbart.
That was just a fake tweet on Truth Social. All right, last one. First of all, so what? Second of all, here we go. Bella Hadid just made a case for wearing two belts at once.
I guess if she makes a good case, then it might be a
potentially huge.
Huge for the fashion fashion world.
For Johnny specifically.
Yeah. I've been dying to wear two belts. Okay, Jeffrey. Are you okay?
welcome to Worst Actors on Actors. Are you guys familiar with Actors on Actors?
It's like an interview, right?
Yeah, it's a variety series where two prominent actors will interview each other, and they usually pick pretty interesting pairings. Yeah. But I thought to myself, what would be the worst possible pairings of actors? An interview that I just, Mike Lee, wouldn't want to see.
Nice. That's my roommate, man.
Yeah, sorry to reference him. You guys are welcome to shout out your own, but I'm going to kick things off by saying Billy Bob Thornton and Young Sheldon.
I'd love to see them chop it up.
You'd like
Deuce
that?
Deuce and Young Sheldon? You kidding me?
The two hottest
the
young
hits.
Fangs?
Yes, PYTs, really.
Wait, is it two actors sitting down to interview each other?
Yeah. Okay. And I only did actors, so Deuce Tatum thing, and we'll see if he gets Bond or not. But that wouldn't actually qualify.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Did you say what about- yuck?
ew.
What about Tim Allen and Susan Sarandon? It would just be them arguing about politics.
Mm.
I guess that's.
I'd love for him to make that a Home Improvement sound.
That's good.
Yeah, I should do it louder.
Every question.
Do you guys have any ideas? Because I was also thinking Sylvester Stallone and John Travolta, because it would just sort of be indiscernible nonsense.
Why?
Well, it'd be one of them would be like, and the other one would be like,
you sounded like Scooby-Doo.
I've never heard you do an impression. And then you just did two of them back to back. So let's hear the Travolta
Scooby-Doo. Again. Can we get to the Travolta?
Can you hear the Stallone again? What about Travolta doing Stallone?
Now Adam Sandler doing Stallone. That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
I'd want to watch that.
I want to actually have a boxing match. Me versus Blumenfeld at the fucking Dynasty Typewriter.
I would never.
Jesus, why?
There's been so much vitriol, poison thrown back and forth for 6 fucking years. There's so much history there.
So this, we don't have to box.
Yeah.
Really?
This is kind of coming apropos. Yeah.
I didn't think that they shouldn't. What about Michael Caine and the dog from Marley and Me? Because they're both sort of on their last legs, I'd have to assume.
Michael Caine seems fine. Yeah. The dog is probably dead.
That was the one obstacle. Mm. What about Francis McDormand and Steve-O?
What would that sound like?
Francis, you consider being a jackass.
And then Francis would be like, what did she say at the Oscars speech? I don't know. She's just always so stern, and I feel like Steve-O's never serious.
Mm.
So that would be an interesting conversation.
Would you? Yeah, I agree, but Jeffrey, I don't know.
Why won't you die?
What about Pete Davidson and Thespis?
Who's Thespis?
He's like one of the few famous ancient Greek actors from the first millennia.
That would be a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, he's also not with us.
Well, you know, it's like a dinner guest question. I think Pete Davidson doesn't act. He's just Pete. And then Thespis sort of pioneered the game. You can't tell me that Meryl and Hanks didn't look back and study their forefathers in Thespis and the like. You throw it towards your computer screen, it comes out my...
Fuck it, let's box.
What? Okay, what about Alec Baldwin and John Wilkes Booth?
Not an actor. John Wilkes Booth is not an actor.
John Wilkes Booth was an actor.
Yes, he is.
Was he? Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but John Travolta, or who is it? Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin and John Wilkes Booth. Grayson got the joke. Mm.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin accidentally shot someone.
No. It's okay.
Sorry, does your roommate need something?
Yeah, my roommate just needed to look at the closets.
Are you wearing headphones?
Yeah, I'm wearing headphones.
Got it.
The episode ends right there. And then last but least, what about Charlize Theron and Amir?
I feel like that one could be good
because you guys, yeah, like, how have you guys been hanging out still? Or have you guys been
Seen Charlize in a minute.
Do you think you're growing apart?
That's a good question. Charlize is like one of those girls where it's like, you know, when you haven't spoken to somebody in 6 years, but then you just get dropped into a conversation. It's like you haven't spent any time apart.
Right. You pick up like, right where you left off.
Exactly. And it's like, that's the beautiful thing about Charlize is that like she has that with so many people that like I feel like whether I'm getting some wine with Charlize or Charlize is talking to a whole bunch of other people.
With Charlize?
I haven't had wine with Charlize probably ever, but I feel like if I like tomorrow DM'd her, Charlize, and Charlize is like, yeah.
Why would
come
you
over
DM her? Don't you have her number if you're close to her?
She goes through this thing because she's like dealing with a stalker situation where she changes her number a lot. Okay. I don't even think I've ever had her number. But
who's the stalker? Is it like she doesn't know who it is or it's you?
Yeah, she doesn't know who it is. But like the second you sort of pick things up with Charlize, like I can pick up the phone and try to call her right now, or she can pick up the phone and call me for sure. I would not mind that at all.
Yeah,
me and Charlize would be able to chop it up just like you throw out like a topic of conversation. It feels like an old like French revolutionary salon. Like we're just discussing all sorts of philosophical intricacies of
She's like Neil Cassidy. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. What's going on behind Johnny right now?
Oh, strangers are browsing in an IKEA that Johnny's recording from.
What?
That's all we had for today, guys. Why don't we do our plugs? Okay. Johnny, start us off.
My plug is to follow me on Instagram at Johnny V, JohnnyVII. And check out my new apartment. Like, if you ever are around, like, deep Inwood, what was it? New York?
You don't know where Inwood. You are.
Yeah.
Inwood.
Are you in Elizabeth, New Jersey? Where are you?
I have a confession. I'm in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, at a furniture store. But I hope you guys don't hold it against me, kind of.
Of course we knew that. Is it an IKEA or is it a different furniture store?
It's an IKEA, yeah.
And are you happy?
I am happy, but...
That's great.
I mean, the thing about the tags, the roommates, it's all...
No, we know.
and you, so you don't live there?
No, I don't. Well, I... kind of just bouncing around different IKEAs indefinitely until I find some housing.
Yeah, and we should say that you're moving to, what is it?
Do not say that. How do you know that?
You told me. You sent me some of the listings.
I know. I never did.
Oh, then then AJ sent me it and said, this is where I'm living.
Yeah, we signed the lease and everything. But,
wow.
I didn't even respond to that text, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, Grayson, plugs?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at graykwise or Twitter at the same thing. Amir, I'm trying to do plugs.
I stopped his video.
That's all I've got, yeah.
Cool. Nice, and then, nice. Amir?
Follow me on Venmo.
Whoa.
Why?
Hell yeah.
You can see tips, send cash,
yeah,
do whatever
funny
you
transactions
want.
That you can like
yeah, funny little
over.
Memos.
Yeah, that's funny.
Amir's clearly buying ketamine by the barrel. All right. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. That's all I'm gonna plug. Namaste to you all. Shout out Johnny, shout out Grayson. Honestly, shout out me. Yeah. And we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. And that's Dawes, folks.
Yeah. Goodbye, Kia.
This might be my last episode.
That was easy.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.